Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is the great feast of the Visitation. I want to read you something from Magnificat magazine. It says, "A visitation is different from a simple visit owing to the purpose intended by the get-together. A visitation aims to accomplish something. Specifically, a visitation is an encounter that carries within it a meaning that is exceptional." You have somebody making a visitation, there's a very clear purpose and intent. And in this case, it's supernatural. In the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that meaning is not a message, but rather the exceptional presence of the Son she carries within her womb. We can be certain that the mystery of the visitation is effective in our lives if we do now, before Jesus is born, what Christ will command us to do as he dies: behold your mother. This is a day to thank God for the mother, the heavenly mother that he has given us, one who prays for us, one who wants to accompany us, one who seeks our good, one who absolutely did the will of God. "Be it done unto me according to your word." When you're struggling to do God's will, when you want anything but what you think God's will is, ask the Blessed Mother to help you, because the reward and the joy is beyond description. We need a mother. No matter our age, we need a mother who will pray for us, who will encourage us, who will guide us, who will stand beside us until we're safely home in the arms of Jesus. Really, that's who she is. But let's imitate her. Let's seek to imitate her by just saying, "Lord, help me to love your will." Because I don't. I endure it. If I'm honest, sometimes I endure his will. And that's because I'm blinded, that I'm short-sighted. Because if I could see his will in totality, I would know how every inch of that will, every ounce of that will, can lead me to happiness. If I'm willing to go his way, not only the goal, but the way to the goal, if I'm willing to follow him, it will bear tremendous fruit. Ask the Blessed Mother to pray for you, that you may have the faith to say yes to Jesus and what he asks of you. From the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, 'Fear not, O Zion. Be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals.'" Oh, brothers and sisters, keep asking God, give me the heavenly perspective. Give me a vision that is just not, I don't mean one of those miraculous visions. I mean a vision of the heart, a vision of our attitude, our willingness to open to the grace and the power of God and how he wants to work in our lives right now, right now. There's so many times I think that the Lord would love to ask us to do something for him, but we're kind of deaf and blind to anything except my own will and my own plans, my own hopes. Ask the Lord, lead me, guide me, show me what you have for me. The responsorial psalm: "Among you is the great and the holy one of Israel. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord. He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievements. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. God is here. God is present in our lives right now. As you're listening to this program, he sees you. He knows you. He loves you. Draw near to him. Sit at his feet. Wait upon him. Every day, even if it's all silence, just wait upon the Lord. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice. She's filled with the Holy Spirit because she prophesies right here. Most blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? She's a young cousin. Where does Elizabeth get these words? From the Holy Spirit. Most blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy, even in the womb. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, so first of all, she blesses Elizabeth, blesses Mary. You believed what was spoken to you by the Lord. You believed it would be fulfilled. And Mary said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. What a powerful hymn of praise. And it just suddenly comes forth from her mouth. Where do you think the source of that is? Had Mary been practicing? I don't think so. Here's the beautiful, beautiful Magnificat, how she praises the Lord and blesses the Lord, how she can proclaim him, that he has mercy on those who fear him, that he's shown the strength of his arm, he's scattered the proud, he cast down the mighty, he's lifted up the lowly, he fills the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. She's espousing the highest priorities and goals of the kingdom of heaven. Her Magnificat is an inspired hymn of praise to God for his goodness. And that's what we need to have in our lives, to thank God. The Magnificat is a marvelous way to thank God for his goodness daily. Really, do you offer praise to God for what he has done for you? Mary was simple, quiet, no fanfare, no trumpets, no accompanying entourage coming with her to say, this is the woman God has chosen. No, she came humble and poor on a donkey, probably. A lot of miles to cover from her place to Elizabeth's. But she comes. She comes. She comes to bring, in a certain sense, the presence of God, because, in fact, God is enfleshed in her womb. And you notice that John the Baptist leaps for joy, he who is the forerunner, even in the womb knows the sound of his master's voice and leaps for joy. Brothers and sisters, God wants to take each one of us and draw us much closer to him. Much closer to him. Hear me. Much closer to him than we are. It is the Holy Spirit who unites this world and God's world, God's kingdom, in a sense. I'm using material terms, but there is a way in which we can enter into that realm by the work of the Holy Spirit if we really have faith. Do I believe what God has said? Do I believe his promises? Mary obviously did. Mary praised that, thanking him for his faithfulness and his promise, even though thousands of years went by before the Savior came. But because of his coming, you and I have the hope of eternal life. You and I have the hope. It's a real hope. It's founded on God's promises. You can hope in the life to come. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a figment of your imagination. It's real. And in this moment of Elizabeth and Mary it's an incredible moment because you see in these two women who were particularly chosen by God, how much support they offered to one another. In fact, you know, Mary stayed about 3 months to help Elizabeth, who was much older, to have this child. And then she went back home. She didn't say, oh, look at what God has done for me. Now I'm in charge. God has entrusted me, therefore. That's the flesh. That's the crude condition in which we sometimes find ourselves. God blesses us in some way, and now we think we're on the top of the pile. But look what Mary did. She stayed and quietly, humbly in that home, cared for Elizabeth, supported Elizabeth by taking care of, I'm sure, some of the chores. And she too. What a blessing that God would bring them both together, that they could both share the part they were playing in God's plan. Think of that. They must have been awestruck. They must have been quiet, very quiet at times, knowing that they were both given a job, a work, a task, a mission. And each of them carried it out, both Mary and Elizabeth. Let's thank God for these women who belonged to God, who chose to follow God, who had the opportunity, especially Mary, to turn away. And what was her answer? Be it done unto me according to your word. That's why God could give her so much grace, because she wanted to follow the Lord in his way. Let's ask our Blessed Mother to pray for us that we too might be like Mary. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.